Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome back to hour number three, Wayne Allyn Root. Today is Wednesday, the 30th of March. We are almost at April. We are almost at April. Amazing. I don't know where the year has gone. It's moving so fast. But at the same time, it's moving slow. What I mean by that is, as I said to President Trump when I was at Mar-a-Lago, how do we last another 3 years of this? How do we last? Because when it comes to Biden, it's moving exceedingly slow. Every day we're getting punched in the face, pummeled in the face, kicked in the balls. Literally, every day. Kicked in the stomach, kicked in the gut, and we're just getting beat up again and again and again. You can't last 3 years like this. Can the country last? There's no better example of what's happening to the country than what's happening with Disney World in Florida. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Disney crossed the line. They do not run this state. They do not control this state. I love this guy. Him and Trump are like the same person, and him and Trump and me are the same person. Ron DeSantis, Wayne Root, and Donald Trump are the same person. You got to play offense. You got to kick these people in the you-know-what 24 hours a day. Don't take their crap. Don't run from them. Attack, attack, attack. You got to play offense. So here's the whole story. Ron DeSantis signs into law HB 1557. Brand new law that forbids instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity to children in grades pre-kindergarten through third grade. And Disney loses its mind. I'm telling you, I'm calling for a nationwide boycott of Disney. They're the most disgraceful company in America. And I'm very proud to say that my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, has Disney included. Right in the D's, you come upon the D's and boom, you got Disney. And it lists their address to send physical mail in Burbank, California. It lists their CEO. It lists their senior VP. It lists their email addresses. It lists their phone numbers. So you can go after these people. They are bad, bad people. The people that run Disney, I got to think Walt Disney is rolling over in his grave. How any company, first of all, I never said companies should be conservative. Companies should stay out of politics. That was the point of my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Companies should stay out of politics. Why are they involved in politics? Who asked Disney to get involved with gay rights? Why is Disney involved with gay rights? I have no idea. Except that all the people that run Disney are gay, I guess. What does being gay have to do with wanting children to learn about transsexuality and sexual orientation? Are you gay? Are you straight? In kindergarten and pre-kindergarten and first grade. Matter of fact, the left says this bill is so destructive. They call it the Don't Say Gay Bill. But DeSantis says nowhere in the bill does it ever mention the word gay. Walt Disney Company lashed out at Governor DeSantis and vowed to fight the new law in court as if this is any of their business. They want to sexualize kindergartners and inject woke gender ideology into kindergartners, first graders, second graders, and third graders, and enable schools to transition students to a different gender without parental knowledge. Can you imagine if you sent your son Johnny off to school and he came home as Jane? Can you? And you weren't even involved. You didn't even know there was a problem. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. It's the reason we won big in Virginia, and it should be the main issue of the Republican Party for the entire midterm election in 2022 in November of this year. Should be all about critical race theory and transgender nonsense and boys playing in girls' sports and schools looking to brainwash your children with communist and strange, weird transgender ideology. You know, DeSantis said for Disney to come out and put a statement and say the bill should never have passed, they're going to actively work to repeal it. I think one is fundamentally dishonest, two, I think it crossed the line. This state is governed by the interests of the people of Florida. It's not based on the demands of corporate executives for Disney in California. They do not run this state. They do not control this state. I love that. The state of Florida is governed according to the interests of the people. We will never allow corporate influence to repeal the rights of parents in our state. The mama bears came out in Virginia and elected a new Republican governor in a state where no one thought a Republican governor could ever win. So I'm telling you right now that this is so outrageous, and it's just great for us because every normal person, many of whom vote independent, many of whom vote Democrat, is sickened by an attempt to teach children about gay and transgender issues in kindergarten. Every normal parent wants this crap stopped. The Gateway Pundit reported Disney's activist partner told LGBTQ employees Governor DeSantis and Republicans want to erase gays, criminalize gay people's existence, and kidnap gay people's children. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. But there is a real attempt to erase straight people and white people and Republicans. That's the only real attempt to erase anybody in America. You want to erase white people from every corporate boardroom in America for the crime for the crime of being white. It's incredible. And there's a massive push to put LGBTQ characters in every Disney cartoon. The president of Disney announced just literally overnight, it was yesterday, I guess, that I read this, that the president of Disney said that her daughter is, or her child is transsexual. And she thinks that one half of all the characters in every Disney movie and TV show should be either gay or trans. These people are crazy. They're absolutely stark raving nuts. That's the whole problem going on here. They're nuts. So, I want to read you something from Breitbart News, because a trove of leaked tapes reveal that Disney's middle managers are openly planning to sexualize young children and indoctrinate them into LGBTQIA+, and the pregnant man emoji cult. And Governor DeSantis is trying to fight back, and really nobody else is fighting for you. It's really a crazy, crazy situation. And this is what they want to do. They want to change your children, brainwash them, change them from boy to girl, girl to boy, and make them believe that it's totally normal to do that, and they should not tell mommy and daddy about it. I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy that this goes on in the United States of America. These are our children, and the school has no right to tell us what to do with our children or tell our children to avoid us and change their sex with no discussion with mom and dad. Can you imagine years ago it started out, girls could get an abortion without letting mom and dad know, which I always thought was crazy. Absolutely reckless and irresponsible. No child has a right to make a decision about an abortion without mom and dad involved or being notified. But now look where we've devolved to. Now they want you to talk about transitioning from a man to a woman and a woman to a man at an age of eight. These people are insane, and they must be stopped. We must remove them from our children and from our schools. This is all Democrats care about. It's all Democrats talk about. They're obsessed. They're mentally ill. Biden tears into political attacks on transgender children. Can you imagine this is all they have to deal with? We're on the verge of World War III. We've got massive runaway inflation. The middle class is being wiped out by gas prices and grocery prices. We've got a border that's wide open. Every savage in the world is trying to come through and destroy our country. And the only thing Biden has to talk about is the one half of 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 one quarter of the children in America who happen to be transgender. You know what? Screw you. Screw you and your transgender kids. You're ruining every other kid in America for the one half of one half of one half of 1% of children that are completely confused and mixed up. And you confused them and you mixed them up. President Biden tore into political attacks on transgender children coming from state legislatures across the country, such as Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay bill. Really, so again, now Biden, the dumb, dementia-ridden sock puppet who probably has his diapers changed by his wife Jill, who he thinks is his sister, is now weighing in on a bill that stops you from brainwashing children into thinking they're transgender in kindergarten. The Republican Party is a bunch of idiots if they don't make this the biggest issue of the entire campaign. Your children being ruined, your children being groomed, your children being destroyed, your children's sexuality in kindergarten, critical race theory, your children being brainwashed, that all white people are evil and America's evil, and America's history is all bad. Crazy stuff, folks. That's the campaign issue for November. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn. This is Wayne Allyn from my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the war 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895. EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medication Zantac or Ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and Ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and Ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court. If you or loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer, call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Show Wayne on the Roof. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, which is hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate, and reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. The man is a genius. Now he's got Z-Stack and Z-Detox. Z-Stack is to boost your immune system. Z-Detox is for people who've already taken the COVID vaccine or who have immune problems. And he developed a special formula just for them, Z-Detox. So, really special stuff. How do you get it? You go to root4america.com. Root4america.com, that's my website. And right near the top, you'll see a big Z for Z-Stack. And you click on it, and you're on your way to boosting your immune system using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs with terrible side effects. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. The four big nutrients are included in Z-Stack: zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D, all in one capsule. Go to Root for America, look for the big Z and Z-Stack, representing Dr. Zelenko. So I was talking about DeSantis taking on Disney and how we should all boycott Disney. Terrible company, Disney. And meanwhile, DeSantis, just like, you know, the media hated Trump and the media said Trump wasn't popular and everybody hates Trump, he's now, by the way, at 59% approval and he's the most popular of any politician in America, Trump. And DeSantis enjoys 58.8% job approval rating, crushing the field of Democrat challengers. I mean, he's going to move on to a Florida gubernatorial landslide, clearly. So his ratings are about 59%, 58.8%. He's benefiting from a strong economy and a lack of COVID cases in the state over the past few months. Everybody said that He was sacrificing everyone's life by letting everyone go to work and live a normal life. And Ron DeSantis is Exhibit A, proving everything I, Wayne Root, ever said about COVID. The response is protect the old people and let everybody else live their lives. No mask mandates, no vaccine mandates, no lockdowns, no business closures. If you're going to get the cold, you get the cold. Who cares? Take a lot of vitamin C, take some ivermectin, take some D3, and take some zinc. You'll be fine. Protect the very old people in nursing homes. That's it. It's all that ever should have been done. So this guy DeSantis provokes the ire of liberals nationwide, especially on the topic of masks, and it doesn't seem to hurt him in Florida. In head-to-head gubernatorial matchups between DeSantis and three other Democrat gubernatorial candidates, Senator Annette Tadeo, Representative Charlie Crist, and Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried, DeSantis leads them all by double digits. And the front-runner for Democrats is Nikki Fried, the Agriculture Commissioner, and he beats her by 23%. He beats Charlie Crist by 32.8%. He beats this gal, Annette Tadeo, as a state senator, by 29.6%. So here's a guy that said you don't have to wear masks, you don't have to be vaccinated, we're not going to lock you down, we're not going to close your business, and guess what happened? He became the most popular governor in America. He's beaten everyone by 20 to 30 points. Great, great, great job, DeSantis. And if you ever let these idiots lock us down again, because remember, Fauci is out there right now. Fauci is out there on the loose right now, claiming we may need to go back to strict restrictions. Why? What are you talking about? It's a cold. I'll take my chances. But if you let them get their way, we could be like China. Look at this story. Shanghai residents struggle to find food and medicine as citywide lockdown continues. The tough quarantine measures in Shanghai are proven to be unbearable as residents struggle to cope with life without enough basic necessities such as food and medication. Wan Weiyang, 56, a resident of Shanghai's Beishan district, told the Epoch Times on March 29 she was short on food after local officials refused to help her. Our building was sealed off yesterday. Our residential compound has been sealed off for 4 days. And they're making everybody take tests, even though you may have no symptoms and you may not be sick. She sought out local community officials to help her get food, was told she had to deal with the problem on her own. She was told to have cooked meals delivered to her house, but she said she couldn't afford the cost since she has no job and no income anymore, and she's not entitled to social benefits. She said the government doesn't care if its people are alive or dead. I have no money and I'm stuck at home without food. Folks, I don't think you get it. Democrats are communists. Democrats are China. They're owned by China. This is the future of America if Democrats win in November.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. On Wednesday, President Biden held a 55-minute phone call with the president of Ukraine. Among the things they discussed was the United States sending an additional $500 million in direct aid, the United States and other allies working to identify other ways to help the Ukrainian military, and the United States working to fulfill Ukraine's request for security assistance. A new report from Bloomberg says the American family will pay $5,000 extra this month for basic household items compared to last year. White House Director of the National Economic Council, Brian Deese, says inflation is a top concern at the White House.
Make no mistake, inflation is too high, and the president is focused on bringing it down, and that was what the budget that we put out this week was all about.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh,
The Root's on fire. Here on USA Radio Network. We Al Root Raw and Unfiltered, but my podcast is called War Raw. Want to make sure you know I do that podcast 7 days a week separate from the radio show. It's kind of a condensed version of the radio show. Easy to listen to, short, sweet, and you can listen to it any time of the day, 24 hours a day. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Where do you find it? You check out my daily War Raw podcast, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. And on Fridays, by Friday afternoon, you can watch my War Raw video podcast. I do an end-of-week one that I call America's Top 10 with all the most important news stories in America, and that's only available at root4america.com, my website. All right, we've got a great guest for you, Dr. Oz, the famous cardiac surgeon and host of the Dr. Oz Show, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. His website's droz.com. He's been a guest on this show many times, mostly talking about medical issues, now running for U.S. Senate. Dr. Oz, how are you? It's Wayne Allyn Root.
Well, always good being with you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it was good to see you last week in Mar-a-Lago. I spent my honeymoon there at President Trump's beautiful club and estate, and I had a chance to see Dr. Oz at dinner a couple of times and talk to him a little bit, and he's a good guy. And we talked about getting him back on the show, and here he is. So welcome back.
Well, first off, your wife is drop-dead gorgeous. You have good taste in women, so kudos to you and her.
Thank you. So I see an article this moment in the New York Post, and the headline is, Ron DeSantis thinks the reason everybody is flocking to Florida is because of fiscal tailspin. And when I read the article in the break, and I wanted to get your feeling on this, because I know it applies to Pennsylvania as well as New York and New Jersey and Massachusetts and Connecticut and California and Michigan and Illinois. Everybody's running to places like Florida and also my state, Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, our houses here are going through the roof. There's 20 offers every hour for a house that goes up for sale because the whole California is moving here. So, Dr. Oz, he says that high taxes, DeSantis says the high taxes and regulation lead to people losing their jobs or unable to financially make it, and they race to Florida where taxes are lower, freedom's bigger. How do you plan to change that in Pennsylvania?
Well, Pennsylvania is a classic example of this. Overregulated, overtaxed, bureaucratic malaise. It takes months and months after paying a lot of money to get permits for simple things. And if you're in the energy business, it tends to be a killer. Well, I just finished our huge energy summit here with Rick Perry, who was the energy secretary under President Trump, also governor of Texas. Harold Hamm was the father of fracking. And these big luminaries in energy. And they say basically places like Pennsylvania have so much energy, natural gas, that we could power the entire country for hundreds of years. But the federal government won't let us get it out. Think about this. This is exactly what DeSantis is saying. We're not able to use the permits that are out there. They've stopped federal lands, which is one-third of all possible production. You've got bureaucrats, unelected people, passing rules that you don't even know what they're about. Radical green elements, lawyers who are weaponizing the legal system. And before you're done, people just say, I want to get out of here. As senator from Pennsylvania, what I know I can do is elevate the cultural war. Because this is the problem. Republicans, conservatives are walking into the cultural knife fight with index cards. We literally have small little tax code changes. Guys, they are taking over the country because they have won the culture wars at the level of our universities. They're metastasizing through media into big industry. The government's already taken over. We have to push back by saying, guys, our mantra as Republicans is small government. If you don't have a good reason to make a rule, don't make one. And if you stay out of our way, we can do it on our own. That's why places like Florida and Texas, Nevada are thriving. Pennsylvania, every business I go to complains about the same basic issues. Plus, by the way, we don't have enough workers because so many left to go to Florida because they're so upset about all these rules. But it's fixable. Just get rid of the rules, get rid of the unnecessary taxes and regulations, and we're back in business.
Now, every time I talk to you, you know I like you, and I liked meeting you in Florida face-to-face for the first time. I always think you sound like a Reagan-Trump conservative. You sound fantastic to me. You know what the negative is on you. Conservatives in Pennsylvania claim that you're not really conservative. You're actually like a closet liberal. Just answer those charges, because I want you to tell the people out there, I want you to be able to answer and say that's not true. Why do they think you're a closet liberal?
Well, they don't. There's a huge advertising campaign, the largest ever in a primary in America, run by my opponent. His name is David McCormick. He was a member of a major hedge fund on Wall Street. We have a Wall Street, Washington revolving door, which, as you know, leads to the swamp. And they are running a massive campaign funded, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, by Democrats and never-Trumpers. And what they're trying to portray me as is something that I'm not. However, they use the same tactics against President Trump. In fact, I got a Hollywood star right next to President Trump and just down the street from Ronald Reagan. And I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me? I learned how to fight on the biggest playing field there is, the biggest stage, which is network television. And as you know, in media, we have to take on big, powerful groups. I've taken on big tech, big agrochemical companies, big pharma. I've taken on the U.S. government. I've got the scars to prove it. I don't mind mixing it up. But if you don't like me because I got in your way, you start trying to throw things at me. And these attacks are a badge of honor. I'll tell you what I am. I'm a life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness person. Life, because I'm strongly in favor of the reality that life starts at conception. I also realize you need to be safe when you walk down the street. That's preservation of life. I care about health. I'm a doctor. That matters. And we need strength in our national policy so that we're safe abroad. That's also about sanctity of life. Second big issue is liberty, and I strongly believe in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment to protect the other amendments, which is why I'm not going to allow anyone to take away our law. Given rights to pursue and use guns of our desire. If you're a law-abiding American citizen, you have a right to buy a gun that you want. And finally, pursuit of happiness, I'm a capitalist. Go out there, get out of our way if you're not going to go out there, and allow us to achieve the best planet possible by making a difference. The liberals don't like that ideology. They fight back against it. I'm the right person to go to Washington from Pennsylvania to be a bold voice to articulate these values.
All right, so Dr. Routh, let me hit you with my favorite issues, and I want to get your take on each one of them. So let's start with open borders. What's going on the border? It turns out that Biden is now going to make things triple worse, if they're not already horrible. 1 million illegals came over the border last year. We let them all into the country. Now he's getting rid of, I think it's called Title 42. Starting on May 23rd, there's going to be an influx of 170,000 illegals that are massing on the border. Where do you stand on letting everybody in the world into America?
Strongly against it and in favor of what President Trump did, which is to build a wall. I finished the wall, name it the President Trump Wall, and make sure that there's no way of coming across that border until you've already been adjudicated and found appropriate as a person to come here for asylum, which means if you crossed Mexico to get here, that doesn't count because that's not allowed. Once you get legal rights to enter the country, God bless you, come join us. I've not a problem with that, but the border must be secure. Right now it's a porous structure that is basically a cartel-run human trafficking operation, and guess what they're also running? Narcotics. So every right. state's a border state. We had 100,000 people die last year from fentanyl brought primarily from China, primarily across the border.
All right. And the issue number two, taxes. I just don't understand how any Republican can ever go along with these Biden bills that want to not only dramatically increase taxes, which will kill jobs, but they come up with all these crazy ideas like taxing unrealized gains. That's the most crazy thing I've ever heard. How do you feel about raising taxes, A, and B, taxing unrealized gains?
You know, if you've never worked in the private sector, you don't understand what it's like to get a paycheck, you'll start making these rules. And I say that with understanding that they don't really understand what they're trying to do. Raising taxes when you're wasting money is just an inducement for people to leave. They will walk away. And when that happens, then you're left with people who don't have the money to pay taxes, and you have this the vicious cycle that's affected a lot of Democratic cities, which are all in crisis when they do this. Taxing unrealized income, which means you've got to change how people run their businesses based on tax games. And listen, smart people hire accountants who are able to get around these tax rules. So the people you hurt with these rules are the victims of tax codes that they're unable to avoid. And that's why rich people can meander their way around it. They find ways of selling companies, buying companies. You know, they've created other mechanisms to avoid it. It's the poor guy who's trying to just make a paycheck whose company that he's working for gets shut down or moved because the owner was not going to want to deal with unrealized income. And I think these are the kind of crises you induce. You should not be running our economy in order to optimize your tax gains.
All right, let's talk about the other issue that's near and dear to my heart, vaccine mandates, right? I mean, if you want to get vaccinated, I have no problem with you getting vaccinated. I don't mean you, Dr. Oz, but I mean any average Joe or Jane out there. But I personally see the dangers in vaccines, not in all vaccines, but this COVID vaccine. I've always never had a problem with vaccines my whole life, never even brought it up on this radio show as a topic in my entire life. But I saw from day one that this specific COVID vaccine could be very dangerous, could be very deadly, and certainly kids don't need it. There's no reason for healthy people to get it. If you want to get it, get it. But how could you force me to get a vaccine or lose my job? Want to get your stand on that?
I think it's an invasive medical procedure. Since when did we as Americans start condoning that? This is, by the way, a good reason to have a Second Amendment, because you don't want to be Australia and Canada, countries that don't have a strong Republican Party. Listen, my family, and we're pretty thoughtful like you are. We did our homework. I got vaccinated. I work in a hospital. I'm around a lot of patients. I don't want to take any chances with them. Now, I never got COVID, but, you know, I got the vaccine to try to avoid any issues. I think it makes sense as you get older, people are vulnerable. But to your point, 20-year-olds who are not having major issues, I just don't get it. And my grandkids who are under the age of 10, they're not getting vaccinated. They probably already had COVID, never even knew it. It's just hard for me to understand why there's an urgency to vaccinate kids under 5, which is what's being done now with the new Moderna proposal. But if you want to get vaccinated, God bless you. If you want to vaccinate your kids, that's your life. Just don't force me to make actions based on your rules and your paranoia.
Fantastic answers. You passed my test. I think Dr. Oz is great. I think he's a conservative. I think he's a Trump conservative. I think he's an America First guy. Your answers have always been right on. Always enjoy talking to Dr. Oz. His website's DrOz.com, DrOz.com, running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz, thanks for coming on the Wayne L. Root Show. Good luck, my friend.
God bless you. Getting married, best thing I ever did. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. 6-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne L. Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. 5 sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and un...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Roots. Last segment, then I can rest my voice. Last segment of 3 hours. You know, I gave a 2-hour speech today, and the voice is just tired, man, worn out. So many things to tell you about. Americans overwhelmingly agree with Florida's anti-grooming law when shown the text. New poll is out, and Republicans approve this new DeSantis-led anti-grooming law where they want to turn your kid, you know, overnight from kindergartner to transsexual. And 70% of Republicans approve it, 23% oppose. I don't know what kind of Republican could oppose. My God. Democrats, 55% approve, 29% disapprove. So even Democrats, a majority approve. So the polls are out. DeSantis is right. Wayne Root's right. Trump's right. Great issue. And I'm sure critical race theory is the exact same thing. Great issues. DeSantis earlier today accused Disney of sexualizing kindergartners. DeSantis questioned why the company's choosing the hill to die on. Oh, I agree. Every time DeSantis opens his mouth, I agree. This is the same way I felt about Trump back in 2015, which is now 7 years ago. Every time Trump opened his mouth on an issue, I said, I love that guy. I agree. And I feel the same way about DeSantis. He's always on the right side of every issue, just like I am. And we're always on the side that liberals call extreme or radical or racist. And then you check, and the majority of Americans, usually a giant majority, is on my side on every one of those issues. DeSantis' side, Trump's side. We're common sense Americans. And America first Americans, and we're always right with the majority of middle class people, but we're wrong with communists. Communists don't like what we have to say. Screw you. Why would Disney choose to die on this hill of having transgenderism injected into kindergarten classrooms? It makes no sense. This bill prevents children as young as kindergarten age to be taught about transgender and gay sex issues in schools. Actually, right in the middle of the show, I'm going to send an email. Right now, this second, I'm sending a text to Andrew Paul, my executive producer. Andrew, get Ron DeSantis on this show. Get Ron DeSantis on this show. Got to. He's out there. Let's get him on the show. I don't know why he's never been on the show. He's the only politician I absolutely think is fantastic who's never been on the show. So we got to hound the office of the governor of Florida to get him on the show. But he says for a company like Disney to say this bill should never have passed, first of all, they weren't saying anything when it was going through the House. They only started doing this because the woke mob came after them. Why is the hill to die on to have transgenderism injected into kindergarten classrooms or woke gender ideology injected into second grade classrooms, the governor questioned. He says Disney has a fixation on the sexuality of children, pointing to recent reports that four employees of Disney were charged with human trafficking in Florida, with one having allegedly sent sexually explicit text to a law enforcement agent posing as a teenage child. Referring to Disney's active presence in China, DeSantis quipped, if we had done a bill that prohibited talking about the abuse of the Muslims in China, Disney would have supported that legislation, because they won't say a word about that. They're fine, lying in their pockets from the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, and all the atrocities committed by the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. But it's those kindergartners in Florida that they really want to have transgenderism as part of their core curriculum in school. The governor also noted Disney seems perfectly fine with running cruises to the island of Dominica, where homosexuality is criminalized. He also commented on the attempt to frame his legislation as anti-gay by labeling it as the Don't Say Gay Bill. DeSantis says it's not even used in the bill, the word gay. It's a fake narrative. It's a lie. They have to lie because if they admitted to what they were really standing for, sexualizing kindergartners and first graders, they know that would not fly with the public. And then this article says, think DeSantis is exaggerating? Here is Carrie Burke, president of Walt Disney's General Entertainment, promising in a company meeting that nearly half of all Disney characters from now on will be either LGBTQ+ or racial minorities by the end of the year. She says, I'm here as a mother of two queer children. How can you have two queer children? One transgender and one pansexual. I don't even know what that means. I'm a 60-year-old man from an Ivy League school. I don't even know what is a pansexual child. What the hell does that mean? These people are all insane. She needs a rubber room. Hey, Carrie Burke, you need a rubber room. You're a mental misfit. There's something wrong with you. You have two children. How does your child know he's transgender? How does your child know they're pansexual? What does that mean, pansexual? It's so bizarre. She says, as the mother of one transgender child and one pansexual child, she supports having many, 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 this is the word she's using, LGBTQI characters in our stories, and wants a minimum of 50% of all Disney characters to be either racial minorities or LGBTQIA. It is a communist and mental illness takeover of the United States of America. I'm Wayne Allyn. My website's rootforamerica.com. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. And in honor of my hero, Bruce Willis, one of the great actors, one of the great action heroes, I love the man. He is just fantastic. We wish well to him and his family. Yippee, yippee, kaye. Call it a night. See you tomorrow.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.